Poet Karen Chase believes the writing process can heal.
I've really found great solace in writing for much of my life. And I believe, along with centuries and centuries full of other artists, that expressing yourself, whether it's through writing or painting or dancing or making music, that the act itself of making art mends you in many ways.
Chase, who now lives in the Berkshires, was the hospital poet at a large psychiatric hospital outside of New York City in the 1980s. There, she worked with hundreds of patients on their poems. Land of Stone is the story of what happened with one patient named Ben. When she first met him, he had just about stopped talking.
He actually was kicked out of high school for talking too much. And then something happened, and nobody was sure what it was, but he became nearly mute. When he was brought to the hospital by his parents, they said he hasn't spoken in 6 years. In fact, he had been diagnosed as autistic during that period, but actually that diagnosis went out the window pretty quickly. He did say yes and no, and everything's fine. Barely anything else.
The first time you meet Ben, you start this exercise, which you continue. It involves writing poetry on a collaborative basis. Usually you would write the first line, pass the pad over to him, he writes the next line. And you go back and forth like this. What are you trying to accomplish in this?
I think at the beginning, it was all I could think to do with him. Because we couldn't talk about anything, he wouldn't talk. And I felt pretty silenced myself by his silence, meaning my voice sounded almost like an insult if I would say something to him. So if I wrote a line of a poem, it seemed like he could ignore it or he could respond to it. And I think that's what made me think to start like that, and it worked.
Would you mind reading that first poem that you two wrote together?
Sure, I would love to. It's called I Am a Stone. I am a stone. A stone is good. It sits on a field. It never worries. It never dreams. It always comes through in any weather. Everything is always fine with it. Even in blizzards, everything is always okay with a stone.
And you set down a stone at the time you were doing this writing. You had this object for the two of you to focus on.
I wanted to show him that we were not going to focus on his personal story, that we were going to focus on something from the world. And when I would consider what to bring for our meeting as the focus for a poem, I always wanted to come up with something that in some way related to how I saw him. And since he was a very stone-like character, that was obvious. That was an obvious thing.
How about reading one of the poems that you and Ben worked on toward the end of the time you spent working with him?
I'd love to do that. Actually, I think I'll read In a Land of Stone. I think we wrote this a couple of weeks before he left the hospital. And it's another stone poem. There aren't so many stone poems, but the first and one of the last one was, and this gives the book its title. In a land of stone, the sun would shine bright there toward the ground, connecting everything. It indeed was a very bright place, it was. The sun would glare all over the stone, causing a heat. The land seemed colossal when it was so sunny. It did seem that way. The stone was unusually bright, too, during what seemed like a fifth season.
You did this work in the mid-80s. What brought you to write about it now?
I wrote a very early draft of it in the 90s, and pretty much put it away. I didn't include myself in that early draft as a character in the story. And to be honest with you, the book was really kind of boring. I felt at that early stage that the poems spoke for themselves, and just describing how Ben went about writing was enough. But in fact, it really wasn't enough. So it took me a very long time to sort of throw privacy out the window and include my own story, which I ended up weaving into the book.
Karen Jace worked in a locked ward with Ben weekly for 2 years. She says she doesn't know where he lives now. Jace's book is called Land of Stone, Breaking Silence Through Poetry.